From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is allowing certain businesses to reopen starting this Friday. This includes gyms, hairstylists, and barbers. Other businesses, like restaurants, will be allowed to reopen Monday. Those businesses still have to maintain certain social distancing and sanitation guidelines. Kemp is also ordering older and more vulnerable Georgians to stay home until May 13th, when the public health emergency expires. As the number of Georgians with COVID-19 does continue to grow, many are recovering. Audrey Richardson was one of Piedmont Columbus Regional's first patients with the disease. Over 100 staff members cheered her last week as she was released.
I'm keeping you in my prayers, and please keep me in yours. Because God has blessed me, because I didn't know that I might not have walked out of here.
As of noon Monday, more than 3,500 Georgians had been hospitalized with COVID-19. 733 had died. Emory University is expanding its vaccine clinical trial for COVID-19. Researchers in Atlanta are now enrolling adults over the age of 55. The first phase of the trial began in mid-March with 45 people from the ages of 18 to 55. Emory University is collaborating with Kaiser Permanente Washington Health Research Institutes in Seattle on this vaccine. And Delta Airlines is increasing the number of cargo-only flights between the U.S. and Asia to transport medical supplies and other non-essential items. The carrier is operating 4 times weekly flights between Seoul, South Korea, and Atlanta. Once cargo arrives in Atlanta, it will be shipped on domestic passenger flights. The airline is also extending waived change fees to customers with canceled travel plans through this September. A repeat of the headline today, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp reopening some businesses. GPB's Stephen Fowler has the full breakdown up now at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.